other words says, Manai Tana. Manai Tana, the Isla Isa Kailo, the Isa Moisif, the Isa Babasachem. Like we just learned, it's possible to be chayiv 16 kabonis here. I mean, you chayiv all 4 kabonis. Who holds this? In other words, in order to have 4, you have to say Yisachal Lisser, and you have to from all these Yisaitis, that you have to have an Yisra Koylel, an Yisra Moisef, an Yisra Vasachas. That's why you be chayiv 4. Like Rashi says, to Masnissim, the Yisla Yisachal Lisser, Ben Aide Koylel, Ben Be Yisra Moisef, Ben Aide Vasachas. Kagoyin Elu, at these cases, Shechayov Amar Bochatois. Now, Keshkidish Ruvein Es Rochel, Tchilo, Nesro Al Shimin, Mishumei Shesach, V'yeshes Ish, Hainu B'Vasachas, that's called B'Vasachas. U'kemechayiv Leitana Didana Tavayu, that's called Yisra B'Vasachas. Now, Choza Shimin, the second brother of Kiddish, Leia, and married the sister, Migud Yisra Leia Hanef Kiddushin, V'kuloi Sharach V'sor, without Shimin, I was also on all the other sisters, Mishumach Oisishik, his wife's sisters, is Asri Leinami, Vieshes Ochiv. He's also worse than his brother's wife, Mishum Akois Isha, Mishum a sister of your wife. And that's called an Issa Kerlo. Vyavagav Yisur Alei Vakayim Avayin Issa Kerlo. Vyadayin Rochel Zumateris Leruvain Baila. Pirs Anida, now when she became Anida, is Migul the Yisusif Issa Alei. When she became Anida, she's also to her own husband. His man was called Migul Moisif. It's Moisif on the other brother also. So Kis, in order to hold here, Yechayef Ruh Fuh Chatois, you have to hold all these three Yisaitis, that you say Nisa Chalal Isser, when it's Bavasachas, when it's Issa Kailun, and when it's Issa Moisif. So who's the man the Yom that holds all these cases? So Mura says, I'm Rav Yudah, I'm a Rav, Rebbe Mehi, I tell you, goes according to Rebbe Mehi. The Tanya will learn like this, or the Tanan. Yesh Oichel Achilachas, it's possible for a person to eat one eating, one Kizayis, Vechayef Ruh Abor Chatois. Feeding one kezayis of something, for that one thing, yechayiv four chatois, and a korban oshim. What's the case? Tomei. If the person was tomei, shochal chaylev, he ate chaylev. That's two isurim so far. Vu noiser, this chaylev is also left over from the korban next day, it's noiser. Third isur. Min mukdoshim, it's also hegdish, four isurim. V'yoyim akipurim, yedonai nem kippur, that's five isurim. That's how you have four chatois and one oshim. Ashamila for the kachim. Rabbi Meir, says, in Hoysa Shabbos, if we would be talking about Shabbos right now, I'll give you another Avera. For Yaisil Bapiv, and he walked out with it when it was in his mouth, Yishinochayev, Yechayev for Yitzoy Shabbos. So during this one eating of this one kezayis worth of chaylev, you could be chayev five, or six according to this, four, or five chatoyis and one oshim. Omruloi, the Chum said back to Remeya, Einu min Hashem. Like, we're not talking about that case of carrying. That's not really an issue of eating. We want Yisurim, because you eat this one thing, Yechayiv four and five kabonis. But that's a Jew Remeya saying, could also be Yechayiv for carrying it outside. That's like a different type of an issue. We're not talking about that type of an issue. Now, Remeya Libu Deman. Who does Remeya say Yeshita? That Yechayiv here all four, or five. I Alibu de Rabbi Yeshua, if it goes according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita. For Omar, he holds, Toyev B'Dvar Mitzvah Potter. If you think you're doing a mitzvah, and it comes out, it's not a mitzvah, you're Potter. So here here it's Kachim, Stami thinks he's doing a mitzvah by eating it. And it came out, he did it a very Potter from a Chattis. So why are Chayev Chattis here? So Morris says, yes, now the Morris Kachim like this. This was saying now, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir. So now the Shailer is our Mishnah. If Reb Meir holds like Reb Yeshua, like Reb Yeshua Shita, and our Mishnah is doing a mitzvah. Our Mishnah, you went to marry your wife. And at night time when you live with her, you're doing a mitzvah. The first B is a B's mitzvah. So you saw that your wife, you thought you're doing a mitzvah. So according to Reb Yeshua, the klal is, Toyi b'tva mitzvah's potter. So Mele Reb Meir and our Mishnah, if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir, that old Yechayiv four chatoyis can't go aliba to Reb Yeshua. Ever aliba to Reb Lez, Elamai goes according to Reb Lez Shita. But the blessed knows, even though you think you're doing a divine mitzvah, but still you chayiv a korban. So, Mari boy, you say, "Maybe not tell you the other malivat Rabbi Yeshua." Maybe no. Maybe our mission didn't go according to Rabbi Yeshua. Ki kam Rabbi Yeshua toyev a divine mitzvah potter. When does Rabbi Yeshua say if you're doing an avera, but you think you're doing a mitzvah that you potter? Hani, immediately one is that kids got mitzvahs. When you have two kids to make a bris milah on, and you think the zman of this kid is on Shabbos, and really it's not. So if you make the bris milah on this kid on Shabbos the wrong time, even though really you're doing a malacha, it's aser, but since we say you're toy, you think you're doing a mitzvah, you're potter for the korban. But that's only by a bris milah, there's mana bowl. Like you're very worried, you want to make sure for sure you do the bris the right time. Like you thought today on Shabbos is the eighth day of this kid. So since the Zman HaBor, Rashi says, Shoye Torid Lomol, Es Shal Shabbos, Kadesh Lo Yavar Zmanoi. You have to make sure to make a bris milah today. You just took the wrong kid. So that's when he holds your potter. Aval Hai, but now Mishnah, Kivun, the Ein Zman HaBor, Loi. And now Mishnah, is that a Zman HaBor? Shashi Avloch, Gabi Nisuyin, Ein Zman HaBor, the Ein Zman Kivun, the Mitzvah, Evel Elamedek. There's no Zman, the first night, second night, third night. Any night you do, the first B is the Mitzvah. There's no Zman Bol exactly which night. So therefore you're not so excited, therefore you should have waited to make sure you're doing the right thing. Therefore you would be Chayav Chatas in our Mishnah. For the Gemara, is that true? Far Rei Truma. He ain't Zman Bol, there's a case of a crane eats Truma, and he's not worried about it. And still we say it's Potu. Kapotu, it's not, we look like this. If a crane is eating Truma, then Noida in the middle, he realizes, he realizes that he's a Posla Kain, he's a Ben Gerusha, his mother was a Gerusha, and his father was a Kain, so he's a Cholol now, he's Posla Tichruma. So what should he do? Rebbe Lezer Mechayev, Karen Mechayev, Rebbe Lezer says, yes, he's Chayev. Rebbe Yeshua Poiter, because Rebbe Yeshua Shitter is, since the Kain thought when he was eating, he was doing a mitzvah, even though later came out it wasn't a mitzvah, but since he thought he was doing a mitzvah, he's Potter. And here in Lachur, it's not Zman HaBor, there's no special Zman when to eat the Truma. So you see, even though you're not excited, you're not nervous about when to do it, still you're Potter. So Gemara says, Ho'itmolo, we learned on this, Omer Rabbi Beivoy, Barabaya, Ho'cha b'Truma b'Erev HaPesach Askinen. Yes, we're talking about the person is very nervous. There's Zman HaBor. We're talking about this Kohen wine seed bread. That's Truma. And it's Erev Pesach. So he's very nervous now to make sure he eats it fast before it becomes a Shoshesh, or before Shoteisha, when it's also with Rabbonin. But an Erev Pesach, you have to be careful to finish eating your chametz before it becomes Pesach. So he's very bold with the Kohen. That's why we say if he made a mistake, and while he's eating it, he realizes that he's a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chlutza, still he's Potter. Because this is called Zman HaBor. The boy is saying, another time I'll tell you like this. The boy is saying, the Yisav HaBas Sachas, the Alibad Rabbi Shimon. The Ramish is talking about not a libud Rav Meir. Our Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon Shita. And Bavas Achas, we say Yisachal Lissa. That's the case of our Mishnah. Everything happened Bavas Achas. So more stuff like this. Tishlei Makula Mishkachas Luhu. How could you find the case of the Mishnah that happened at the same time? How could the two Kedushins take place at the same time? Like even if two brothers married two sisters, but who said the two Kedushins happened the same second? The Kuru one got married before the other one. So it's not the Vasach, it's not the same time, it's one after another. So I'll tell you, yes, the case was the Shavinu Shliach. The two brothers made one Shliach, one messenger, to be Mekadosh. The Shavi Inu Shliach. And the two ladies, the two sisters also made one Shliach to accept the Kedushin. Upogash Shliach Meshliach. And the Shliach of the men met the Shliach of the Isha at the same time. So that's the time that these two Kedushins are Chal B'Vasach. So it's good how Bavasachas it's Chal the Yisr of an Eid, that the second wife is also to you. First of all, she's an Eishas Ish. Secondly, she's Eishas Ach. And thirdly, she's Achais Ishtoi. So you can have all three Yisr of Bavasachas. That's good. El Nidus Eichem Ishkachas Lo. But how do you have the Yisr of Nidus? Like a Manashach. Either she's a Nidah before, she's a Nidah later. How do you have Bavasachas? She became a Nidah. Like Rashi says, how do you have Bavasachas? In Kedushin. E kedushin kodmu l'nidus zere eishes ish v'achos ish v'achos kodmu v'sulayas nidus v'chal. If first the kedushin was chal, so the nidus should not be chal. If nidus was chal first, then the kedushin should not be chal. So yari yad of Abbas Sachas, like Shnat Mustavram, she became a nidus, you don't know, that same second, she received the kedushin. How do you have it? So Gemara says, Amarav Amram, Amarav, v'shoifas. We're talking about that she started to bleed, true. But mitoch yud gimel liyachas shloishosa at the time when the men became bar mitzvah lechiyuv inu to mechayiv the men mitoch shnei moso liyachas shnei moso lechiyuv inu to mechayiv the ladies In other words, these two ladies and the two brothers here, the two sisters and the two brothers that married one another, had the same birthday. They're all twins. They're born the same day. Just the boys were born a year before the girls. So the girls were 12 years old, and the boys were 13 years old. So the mamish came by mitzvah, so the second, and the noshim started to have nidus a day before. And she was bleeding keseda. But when she was a katana, the surman atchal on her. When the boys were katana, the surman atchal. The second the boys become bar mitzvah, that's the same second that they become bas mitzvah. They become mechuyve mitzvahs. So the second she becomes mechuyve mitzvahs, right then she's an eder. And right then the kedushin is chal. So talking about now also, that they made the maisik kedushin yesterday to be chal, the second they become a gedola or gedolim. So everything is chal b'vasachas. That's what Rashi speaks out. That the kedushin also, it's a chiddush, that they made the maisik kedushin when they were ketanim. But since they made the maisa to be chal, not when they ketanim, but they wanted the maisik kedushin to be chal when they become gedolim, it's called the good maisik kedushin. And therefore, as soon as they become bas mitzvah and bar mitzvah, all these surmi, all four surmi, achal v'vasachas. That right then there's the Issa Nidus, right then there's the Eshes Ish, Achos Isha, and Eshesach. Right, then the Gemara says, Mafrishin Oysen. So what do? We have to separate them to see, make sure she's not pregnant. For the Marva, Ein Isha Mesaberes Abiyah Rishayna. Like, what are we worried about? Usually, Isha does not become pregnant from the first Biyah. So what are you afraid here? It's only the first Bia. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuha, Shebo Alu B'Shonu. Talking about Enechnami, they had Bia twice that night. So the first Bia, she can't become pregnant. But for the second time, then maybe she did become pregnant. For the more of Yelohod, it's not that the Yelohod, the Tony Reb Chia. That's what Reb Chia learned. Harekan Tez Zayin Chatois. And now Mishnah, you can have 16 Chatois. Tlosin Vatat and Evi. There should be 32. If you say they did two times Bia, so they did not only 16, but two times 16, should it be 32? For the moment, if they had Bia twice, and every Bia was another Aveira. For the moment, Taimich, the Rebbe Lezer, the Mechayev, Al-Kol, Koyach, V'Koyach. Two Ve'evin. According to Rebbe Lezer, Yechayev for every Koyach. So if you have a lot of Yisurim, Ela, the V'Koyach, Rishon, Kachoshiv, we're only talking about the first Koyach. His Ochinami, the Bia, Rishon, Kachoshiv. After he says 16 Chatoyis, only means the first Bia. So, Kol Koyach HaKoyach, Rashi says like this, HaKol Koyach HaKoyach, Shel Bia, L'kama Perakisha, V'osso Mochi Tanya, Bo Leah, V'chozo Bo Leah, Chai, V'cholachas B'yachas. V'chivon Neshemin Leh Leh Blez, V'mechai Yavisha B'bias, V'el Amachas, HaKoch HaShem Leh Nami B'biachas, Kama Chiyuv, N'chol Koyach HaKoyach, Hano Shel Bia B'fnei Atzmi. Is every Koyach, no means Kol Koyach, if it's only go back and forth, but every koyach, every movement you make there is called a new enjoyment, it's new aveira. So according to him, there's kama v'kama aveiras here. Elamai, we're only talking about the first koyach, the first enjoyment you had from her. So same thing, even if you want to say there are two separate bias that night, we're only talking about the first one, not the second one. V'yelo, omalei rov, rov nachminye. All right, let's stop there. Come on. You're holding Lamadal Rav Beis. Again, you list more just Omalei Rav Nachman.